Kiss me, Hetty, kiss me again.
No, Peregrine, I ought to go.
You cannot go, you must stay with me. I have been waiting for so long to see you alone. There was silence while Lord Corbury kissed Hetty so passionately that she could hardly breathe.
Dear Peregrine, she murmured after a moment, I love you when you kiss me like that.
And I love you, he said in his deep voice.
When are you going to marry me, my darling?
Oh, Peregrine. He loosened his hold on her for a moment and looked down at her face. It was a very lovely face and had been acclaimed by all London. Very fair, with large misty blue eyes, Hetty Baldwin had been the toast of St. James's from the moment she appeared on the social scene. Now, after two seasons, she was an unrivalled beauty, the incomparable, who was pursued not only by the bucks and the dandies of the beau monde, but by all the other young men who wished to be in fashion.